Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer.
Are you ready?
Were you ready? Oh, yeah, I was past ready.
I'm
born ready. Mm-hmm. You betcha. All right, how about a little cowboy poetry?
Oh, yeah. Deacon Dove.
Our buddy, D.W. Grothy, is riding along with us. This is one of my favorites of his. This is called Yearling Heifers.
How they love to go a-neighboring and seek more scenic bits of range. I think, perhaps, they've joined some kind of herbivore exchange. No matter. Every clip had better be in place and hanging tight and true. Best tap them staples extra good so the girls ain't slipping through. Their whole reason for existence, until you get that yearling bull, is to poke and stretch and test your wire and patience to the full. I beat them once to a sagging line before they made their break. I know, that sounds outrageous, but it is the truth, for heaven's sake. I was snugging up the wire, about to tie that little loop, when I gets this eerie feeling I just joined a bigger group. So I kind of ease my eyes around and get a better glance, and what I see are straining necks and heads all in a bovine trance, staring like no tomorrow, their mouths slowly chewing. And I swear, listening close, I heard a voice say, "What you doing?" "Ha!" I cried, "get out of here! You're giving me the willies!" And poof, receding heifer butts. I'm feeling pretty silly. Because here I'm thinking, holy moly, where they got to now? There's nothing worse on this whole earth than tending future cows. Houdini in his prime could never disappear as swift as a herd of yearling heifers who decide it's time to drift. Vacating pens you got them in for places quite unknown to themselves or even heaven when they get that urge to roam. I do not know exactly why they're made that way, but Lord, I do know this. If you keep heifers, you are never, ever bored.
That is so true.
Man, he knows what he's writing about.
My gracious, you know, you're out fixing fence and you got this feeling that somebody's watching you.
Mm-hmm.
And you turn around and you got 30 head of yearling heifers going, "What you doing?
What you doing?"
And then you make a quick move and they go poof.
Exactly.
And they're gone. That is just such a masterful piece of writing.
I'm here to tell you.
Yeah. Good stuff there from our old buddy Deacon Dub, D.W. Grothy.
Yeah.
All right. Are you ready?
Always.
Is the horse ready?
Is the horse ready? Are you ready?
Are you ready to let the kids do what you taught them to do?
Ooh.
And not intervene?
Ooh. Mm-hmm. That is hard to do.
Are you ready?
Oh.
You're never ready to do that.
No.
One of the hardest things ever for a parent is to teach a child to do something.
Well, it wasn't for Dad.
To do a task.
Right.
And then let them
do it.
And don't micromanage them.
Yeah. Right. Well, but you see where you can improve.
Well, absolutely.
On a few things.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. Now, you don't micromanage them.
Right.
And they might do it a little differently than
and that's
they
fine.
Told you to do.
Mm-hmm.
You told them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it gets done satisfactorily, then you leave it alone.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
If it doesn't get done satisfactorily, maybe you jump in there and
we'll readjust.
Give them a little more guidance.
There you have it.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's tough for me.
Well, it is. It really is. If I see a son under a horse,
yeah,
I'm going, I can see where you can make this easier on yourself.
Oh, I know it. I know it.
Nope. Walk away.
I'm not going to say a thing. Not going to say a word, or you're going to end up shooing the horse again.
Not happening.
Is what happened. So same deal. You know, I was I went camping with my son and grandsons, mm-hmm. and was watching them perform some tasks. And I just had to, okay, you know, they're getting it done. Yeah, there's an easier way to do it. And that's not always bad to help them understand the easier way.
Well, after the project is done, you can walk up to them and say, all right.
Yeah.
Remember this part. Yeah. This could be easier if you did this.
Well,
and then they have the option to accept or reject your opinion.
What's the old saying? Work smarter, not harder.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Man, how long did it take us to learn that?
Have I figured it out?
Well, I think I am. Because I go getting the bobcat now. anytime anything needs lifted.
Well, I find myself laying on the floor a lot of times working on a refrigerator, a dryer, or a washer.
Yeah, right.
I just advertised that, didn't I?
Yeah, right. Well, your wife advertises that.
Oh.
But being prepared,
yes,
is a part of that. Are you ready?
Are
thing,
you ready?
Right? Yeah, put in the work, then reap the benefits.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right. Yes. Like I said, get in the skid steer and go lift that.
Yeah, pick that up. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. Oh man,
I'm at that point.
Oh, I'm past that point.
Yeah.
I just never mind. Now here's my issue with the skid steer. All right. Well, that's actually my neighbor's issue with the skid steer.
Because
anytime I have something heavy, right, I have to go pick it up, but I have to have him.
Uh-huh.
Especially if I lift it up somewhere, I can't get out.
Yeah, right.
You know. So usually my neighbor is the one that has to horse whatever heavy thing it is I'm loading.
So you have a door on your skid steer?
Yes, I do.
I don't.
Oh, there you go. Hey, we need to end the show.
What?
Yeah, but the good news is another request.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this is a request from Travis Dale.
Oh.
Bren Hill's Live in Fear.
Yeah.
Every living, breathing thing must die. Questions on when and how. There's a saddle up this morning, Lord, I know it could be me, it could be now. There's rain on the elk a-lying, wind on the sage, and I'm lost in the moment, I don't care about my age. Cause if I'm gonna die today, Lord, let me die right here. I may not live to see tomorrow, but I will not live in fear. There's a million ways to die these days, from cancer to COVID. Might get caught on the flat and get struck down by a stray lightning bolt. I might live to be a hunter, I might not see this day yet. I might fight my final battle just up around the bend. But when I take my last breath, Lord, spirit near. I may not live to see tomorrow, but I will not live in fear. So bring on the lightning, Lord, bring on the rain. Put a hump in this old Bronx back and let me feel the pain. Gotta live out on the edge, Lord, savor every moment that I'm here. might not live to see tomorrow, but we'll not live in fear. I know I got a long way to go if I wanna get to heaven. And as I loosen up the ladder, go and lift my saddle off, I think about the meadow far below the rocky bluff where I felt the chill of autumn. May not live to see tomorrow, but will not live in fear. I may not live to see tomorrow, but will not live in fear.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Wait.
Are you ready?
I got some more.
Go.
I got. Are you ready?
No.
See, that is the answer.
That's the correct way to answer that question. Yes. Am I ready for what?
For, let's see. Oh. I didn't have anything in mind.
Oh, okay. I thought I interrupted you there.
No.
Oh, well, that's all right. All right. Are you ready for the 3 a.m. drift?
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah.
Why bother going to bed?
Yeah, exactly right. Yes. Yeah. I remember one time we were on a, we were doing a, kind of a wagon train. The reenactment of the
Mormon.
Yeah, the Mormon train.
Right.
Yeah. And we took night watch to watch the livestock, and 3 a.m., you know, Eddie Steele said, oh, I'll take that one. I'll just pretend I'm calving.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. No big deal. Right, yeah. You ready for the 3 a.m. drift? You ready for the 3 a.m. heifer check?
Yeah.
You're never ready for that.
Well, and at 3 a.m., you get up, inevitably your head's full of snot.
Well, see, the thing that got me about that is at 3 a.m. and then Dick's trying to feed me pancakes at 3 a.m.
You haven't even worked up an appetite.
I know, but I'm stuffing them down because I know it's going to be a long time, so I'm forcing them down, and they're good.
Yeah, now.
They were good. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, but it was 3 a.m. in the morning.
Elephant ears.
Elephant ears is what he called them. That's right, yeah. Are you ready for the life changes? Yeah, I know. Yeah. Kids are growing up. Grandkids are growing up.
Oh, man.
Are you ready to shift gears?
No.
Holy moly.
Answer is no.
No? All right. Now, I'm going to bring this one up. Are you ready for the second coming? Okay. I am ready, but I'm not prepared.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Amen to that.
Come again, please.
Yeah, it's time.
It's time. Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Hey, folks who want to stay tuned for
absolutely
next week, though.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. We're going to talk about unwritten rules.
Yeah, part two.
Part two.
Part two of unwritten rules.
Right.
So stay tuned.
I will.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
I'm never ready for that.
Never.